Yes, yes. Once again, we are here on the Reentry Connect podcast. I'm your host, Keenan Hudson. Yes, a very special guest, Miss Catherine Hicks. A lot of people may know her from the NAACP, but man, she's going to share so many different things right now, so many resources and different things that people should take heed to and look forward to, because it's some viable information. You know, here at the Reentry Job Fair here at Temple University, shout out to Dr. Robinson. We appreciate him hosting this event. It's a very beautiful event right now. But without further ado, Ms. Catherine Hicks, can you go ahead and let the people know who you are, who you represent, and where you're from?
Absolutely, absolutely. Good afternoon. I'm so excited to be here. This is, I mean, it is phenomenal. If you're not down here, you need to be down here.
Yeah.
This is the job fair at Temple. Dr. Robinson, I want to thank him for allowing the NAACP to be here, and also Desmond McKinson of Senator Streep's office for, again, you know, including us in this as well. This is exciting. I mean, we have so many opportunities for reentry, for jobs, and the NAACP is a part of that as well. Mm-hmm. If you don't know the NAACP, you need to get to know it. We're the national organization that is for the advancement of colored people. So we look out for your rights. We're the oldest organization, civil rights organization there is. We've been around since 1909. And if you know the NAACP, when we fight, we win. And we are looking to make sure that not only your civil rights are, you know, honored, but also when it comes to reentry, we have a criminal justice committee that looks out for the rights of our returning citizens. And that's one of the reasons that we're down here today, making sure that we advocate for you to be able to get good jobs, that when it is time for you to come back, that you have many resources, because everybody makes a mistake every now and then, but that mistake should not define your whole life. So, you know, when you talk about NAACP, know that that's a part of what we do. We want you to join as well. We need your voices. So if you're not a member of the NAACP, I always say to people, if you got a license in your car, in your wallet, if you have a credit card, you definitely should have the NAACP card. Every one of us should be a proud card-carrying NAACP member. So if you're interested, go to info@ NAACPphillybranch.org, or come out to our offices. We're located at 4458B Germantown Avenue, right off of Germantown and Windrum. So come in. We're there 3 days out of the week, from Tuesday to Thursday, from 11 to 3 p.m. We're advocating, but we also need your voice. We need to find out what it is that you need out of the community so that we can share that with you. Voting right now. We're those who are incarcerated. Some people don't know that. If you're incarcerated and you don't have a felony, you can vote. You can vote. So, you know, let's make sure that you're getting that type of information and all other information. The other hat that I wear, I'm the Philadelphia Sunday Sun publisher. Support your Black media, because we're the ones that are telling your stories. So if you don't have the Sun and don't know the Sun, we're at phillisun.com. Go on the website to see about getting your paper, but also we have a digital footprint as well. For those who don't want the actual paper anymore, you can also get our newspaper online. So I'm excited to be here, and you know, I just thank you. Look in the Sun, because you'll soon be seeing a article on our guy here,
who
you know, has his book out, and we're excited to be able to cover his story as well, because that's what we're about. When we talk about things in the community, when we talk about, you know, reentry, his story is what people need to hear. And I want to make sure that we highlight that. So I thank you for allowing me to be on your podcast. I'm excited about it.
And we appreciate that. And just to add, if you can share something that can be motivating to an individual that's incarcerated or coming home to society, or even just on the streets, even here in the job fair, what type of motivational quote would you give them right now?
Well, I mean, for them, one of my favorite quotes that I use is, don't follow the path that everyone goes on. Make your own path and take the lead. So, it, you know, like, don't be discouraged by what has happened in your past, because you are the future, and you, and the future is yours. You can do whatever you want to do. So there are organizations like the NAACP, but all of these organizations that are out here today that are here for you. So don't be discouraged. When you come out, hold your head up, come and get the help that you need. But know that your future is important, and we'll be there for you. Don't give up.
Absolutely. We thank you so much, Ms. Catherine Hicks. You know, here on the Reentry Connect podcast, I'm your host, Keenan Hudson. And these were some great encouraging words. Please take care for it. Like, share, subscribe. Remember, she shared all her accolades and the things that she does. Feel free to reach out. She gave y'all the website and everything. But without further ado, we're going to go ahead and end this podcast. I'm your host, Keenan Hudson. Till next time, thank you so much, Ms. Catherine. We appreciate you so much.
We appreciate you.